I'm still working because have to entertain it with money. In our world, you cannot do anything without money. But what may interest you, it is that we are several members who are looking for truth, for the real truth, and trying to attain it and to follow it. And for this reason, instead to go only according to the scientific organization, official and so on, we went in quite revolutionary ways. For instance, we took all biology coming from the energetic point of view, which is quite different. Not with the microscope, not the chemical analysis, but with the thinking that everything is only immaterial energy. And with this we achieved extraordinary result. So we are looked by the official world as completely fooled.
Are you able to understand when he speaks? I can repeat if you like.
Yes, we come here.
I believe on this point of view, je pourrais vous envoyer.
Oui. D'abord, si vous me permettrez, je peux répéter pour que le maître puisse mieux comprendre. He explains that the group that he is heading up is a little bit revolutionary in the biological field. Instead of taking biology from the point of view of
chemical microscopic
analysis, they take biology from the point of view of energetic. That is to say, everything being energy, stemming from some
energy.
Source.
This is only energy.
And that everything is
material.
This is nice. Actually, it is so.
Yeah. And our last official result is, of course, a scandal for the Orthodox world. We did transmute matter from one to another. We achieved transmutation, like alchemists in the Middle Age, you see. And a single element, which is called iron, we made from it chrome, which is another single element. And it is so revolutionary that we had the experimentation made completely, not from our side, but from official organization in France. L'expérience a été faite par Centre National de Recherche Scientifique qui avait les instruments venus.
Oui, d'accord.
Et les analyses par le Bureau Géologique et Minier.
What he says was that the final conclusion of their research work has been to be
one of them.
One of their conclusions has been to be able to make one element to change into another element. They've been able to take iron
and chrome.
Iron and transform it into chrome by chemical process, almost like alchemy, he says. And this was a very startling for the scientific world.
Without chemistry, only with physical heat 800 and pressure, only this. No, like the CERN, no atomic energy, nothing at all. Simply by natural measures.
We can give you one information that metals like bell metal is combination of tin. What is another name of tin?
Copper.
Anyway, tin and copper and mercury, if we can mix it, will become gold.
I'm sure it is possible.
Huh?
He says he is sure that is possible.
That is possible from what we have seen and made.
But
it is not of great interest to make gold.
No, we are interested. We want gold for spreading Krishna consciousness. Nobody is paying us. We are simply selling our books, that's all. Nobody paying us. No government, no... You take so many million dollars for spreading it. Nobody. That will require some gold. So biology, what is the basic principle of biology?
You understand his question?
Yes, the principe, c'est la vie, life.
Yeah.
And what is life? It is energy. Speaking in European language.
Life, what it is life?
It says it is energy. Life energy. Is energy.
Life is immaterial.
Yes. Whose energy? Whose energy? Where from the energy comes?
From very, very high up.
Yes, it is. This matter is also energy. And life is also energy. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, this life or the living being is superior energy and the matter is inferior energy. So, this living being is combination of the superior and inferior energy. But the superior energy is not matter, it is spirit.
Exactly.
Yes. And it is the, both the energy are coming from God.
Exactly.
Yes. That is our study. So the living energy, the spirit soul, it has got a formation. Formation. Form. That is also stated in the Shastras that 1/10,000 part of the top of the here, the point, here.
Il dit que la dimension de l'âme fait une dix millième yen, une dix millième yen du point d'un cheveu. C'est la dimension de l'âme, selon les écritures védiques.
Hmm. 1/10,000 part of the exact version is kesha agra. Kesha means here, and agra means the top. Keshagra, sato bhagasya.
Il cite le verset en sanskrit.
Ah, c'est le verset en sanskrit.
So that a point you divide into 100 and take again one part of it and again divide into 100. That means you divide the top of the hair into 10,000 parts. Then that one part is the magnitude of the soul, spiritual energy. That spiritual energy is within you, within me, within the ant, or within the elephant. So we are living entities. And the body is inferior energy at the present moment. In the material world, the body is coming just like you are covered by the coat.
Il explique que l'âme, l'énergie supérieure, est couverte par le corps matériel, l'énergie inférieure, juste comme vous portez maintenant un manteau qui couvre vous, qui vous couvre. De la même façon, le corps couvre l'âme.
No, you see, we have tried with some of our members, some of whom are very high in spiritual position, outside of this world. We have tried to look, to reach for the old truth, in the very old knowledges of humanity. We have tried this with Indian knowledges. We have tried this with Chinese knowledges. We have tried this with Mexican knowledges. We have tried it everywhere. And we have found that everywhere there is, when you go deep enough, the same truth.
Hmm. He says that among their members, many of them are spiritually inclined. Hmm. So they've investigated the ancient scriptures in China, in Mexico, all over the world. And they find that if you go down far enough in the philosophy, it is the same truth.
Yes, truth is for everyone. If it is truth, truth cannot be different. Chinese truth is different from Indian truth. That cannot be.
But it
truth,
is all the same.
Truth is the truth. Provided it is true. You take something myth as true, that is different. So, the truth is that this body is formed on the basis of that spiritual spark. That is the truth.
La vérité qu'on trouve dans toutes les écritures, c'est que le corps est fabriqué, la dimension, la forme du corps est faite selon la forme de l'âme. C'est-à-dire que l'âme possède aussi une forme.
For European scientific knowledge, they speak about the genetic code. And for us, the genetic code is very simple. And we are preparing a great revolution, for instance, in the genetic questions, in replacing the thousands of books of explanation, pseudo-scientific, with a single truth. And this truth explains all the genetic code. Very simply. Because we...
Where from the energy comes?
From where it comes. Our poor human knowledge cannot give something precise about it. We must believe it. It comes from very high. But to explain it scientifically is completely foolish. Mm. That is our opinion. Mm. And further, as I said to you, we have looked everywhere. If I take India, explain it coming here, that I received about 10 or 12 years ago, that is what the Christian would speak about, a mystery, something extraordinary. I received from a holy man in India, with which I was corresponding from time to time, without asking. I received a big book in Sanskrit. I could not understand a word about it. Well, I put it aside, preciously. And it is
what
only,
is that book?
It is only 1 year ago.
Now, what is that book?
It was the Ayurvedic Codex, the whole Ayurvedic medicine. This was his book. Mm. And I learned about it only 1 year ago because a professor of Sanskrit from India had it come from Europe, from India to Europe, and he's in Paris, I believe. He was a professor of Sanskrit and showed this book and he said, it is marvelous. You cannot find it anymore. It is the whole Ayurvedic medicine. Mm. And this I had for 10 years without knowing why.
So we are very pleased that you are accepting that the life comes, life is energy. Now we
say... It is a name, energy.
Huh?
We gave it a name. It is much...
No, it is energy.
Energy.
Exactly the name. Because we say prakriti. Prakriti means energy. Nature. Just like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the aparayam itastu vidhi me prakriti para. You find out these verses.
Je cite encore des versets, des écritures védiques, pour montrer les similitudes et les différences entre ce que vous êtes en train d'expliquer et notre philosophie.
Maintenant, notre but, our aim, were looking about the state of the world, which is going down. Since 30 years, I said, with pollution, with strength, with power, with everything, the world is going down, going to the catastrophe. And there is only one possibility to save it. It is the question, a spiritual revolution. Without a spiritual revolution, between 20, 25 years, the world is finished. How the world of which people are so proud.
Maybe.
And this, we are doing everything in our power to prepare and to do what we can to prepare this spiritual revolution. It is the thing we have to do today to save the world. Without spiritual revolution, there is no possibility to save the world. It's going down, definitely. For this earth, yes.
So we have started this movement, spiritual revolution, Krishna consciousness. Why don't you cooperate with us?
Oh, you see, we are doing in our field everything we can. And we are preparing to bring this spiritual revolution. You have to bring to light all the old knowledges, the real spiritual knowledges. And this is what we are preparing. And it will take 1 or 2 years more until everything is prepared, can be shown.
You have studied Bhagavad Gita.
Pardon?
Bhagavad
Gita. Est-ce que vous avez recherché aussi la Bhagavad Gita?
Some of them members know it perfectly. I do not. But
so you did that.
Yes.
Energy, two energies. How they are explained?
Yes.
Bhumi rapana lo balu.
You see, some of members are so certain moments sont très avancés. Dans la vérité.
This is in the,
ils sont purs, plus ou moins, ils essayent à la pureté. Moi, je ne me mets pas à ce standard-là.
This is in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 4 and 5. Humarapana lo vayu kamana buddha eva cha hankayati yame bina prakriti ashtada. Translation: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
This is material energy. Bhumi Rapana, explain that.
That the material energies, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these energies, they come from Krishna. In other words, we're speaking of energy. There is an origin to the energy. We always have an experience, just like there is sunshine here. But the sun origin is millions of miles away. So in the same way, these energies also have origin. It's not that they are just existing without some source. And Krishna is describing here in the 7th chapter, this is called knowledge of the absolute, how these energies are related to him. Now in the material world, it's described that there are two energies. This is called bina prakriti ashtada, inferior energy. This will be described in the next verse. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim virimeparam. Now this is describing the superior energy, or the param prakriti. And this is described
superior
besides
energy.
This inferior nature, which is this earth, air, water, fire, ether. O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which are all the living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. So this earth, air, water, fire, and ether, just like your body, it is being sustained by the soul. And as soon as the soul leaves the body, then of course the earth, air, water, fire, and ether is no longer sustained in this fashion. It merges into the various elements or energies as such. And in this way, we can understand that the material world is made up of two energies. As my spiritual master said, the inferior energy, or this apara prakriti, earth, air, water, fire, ether, etc. And the superior energy, or the living force. So the point is that the life force
does not come from a combination of earth, air, water, fire, and ether. It is separate. That is a superior energy, he says. And on this point, we agree. Now we have to find out what is the source of both the superior and inferior material energies, or what is God. So if there
is that is spirituality. That is spirituality. When we find out the source of these two energies, that's the beginning of spiritual life, our spiritual understanding.
And Your Holiness, you know, some our members know this perfectly. Bhagavad Gita, all the holy scriptures, ancient holy scriptures, and all the others too. And have studied them for years, trying to look for truth. I am not in this state, and I'm, if you...
The truth is there, explain. Truth is there.
Yes.
Krishna, from Him the energies are coming. That He is the absolute truth. Param Satyam Bhimai. Krishna is the absolute truth. Satyam. Then Bhagavat explained, Param Satyam Bhimai. Om no Bhagavati Vasudeva. So the supreme truth is there within our understanding. But people do not know it. Therefore spiritual revolution means the people should understand what is this supreme truth and then mold their character and activities according to that relationship. Then that is success of human life.
And I can say to you, you are making a very, preparing some of members, a very important work which is explanation from our medical point of view of all the genetic code, which is in science something absolutely terrific, plenty, thousands of books and so on.
What is your explanation of the genetic codes?
Pour le code génétique, ceci, vous savez, chérie, nous tenons le secret. Certaines choses doivent être préparées dans le secret. Ceci sera donné au monde dans une année ou deux au plus tôt. Mais il y a une chose, c'est que, par exemple, au point de vue médical, c'est en se plongeant dans l'esprit de vérité que des solutions, que des découvertes ont été faites de la simplicité de la vérité. Mais c'est en recourant à la vérité. Sinon, avec tous les livres, avec
said,
toute la chimie,
yeah.
C'était impossible.
Yeah, he said, well, they're interesting. He says, one of the conclusions that they have arrived at is that despite all of your research work, despite all of your scientific studies, if you don't have a simple spirit of inquiry, you won't be able to understand the codes of life. It says the genetic codes, actually, there's a great secret, a mystery, which they are trying to prepare for general understanding. And that secret is that you must be of a simple, humble spirit in order to understand the mysteries of life.
You must try to look for truth. And when you look for truth, you see very extraordinary and simple solution explaining everything for the scientific men. But the time is not ripe to give it to them. A little later, yes.
You spoke of a destruction. You said that without a spiritual revolution, there would be some type of destruction. What exactly do you think of as destruction? What do you think of when you speak of destruction?
Oh, the world will be dead. The world will be dead.
No. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have information that the living force, or the soul, is neither born and neither it dies.
Ah, yes, I mean this world, materialistic earth. Be careful. I don't mean life in general.
Now this is the point that my spiritual master is bringing out, that the material energy is inferior And in order to have a spiritual revolution, you have to understand the superior energy, which is eternal, without birth and without death. So of course there is no question of destruction for the soul.
It's destruction in our Occidental language and pattern view, which is not yours.
Destruction in simple terms, just as we know something has a beginning and something has an end. That is destruction. So in Vedic terms, that which has a beginning and has an end is called material. And that which has no beginning and no end, but is existing nonetheless,
of course,
that is called spiritual or superior energy.
This cannot be destroyed.
So, the end
yes,
is,
that cannot be
destroyed. That cannot be destroyed. It can disappear from the living people, Christian or other of this world, but not at all.
Then what do you mean by spiritual revolution?
It is to see, to look for the real truth, the simple truth, the very simple truth, and to abandon our way of life, aiming only for money, power, and material things. To go back to simple living, and especially to living with up.
Living?
Living with higher thoughts.
You know, your higher thoughts, is there any definition of the higher thoughts?
De là?
Vous avez une définition pour ce niveau, cette plateforme élevée?
Non, nous ne pouvons pas humainement l'avoir.
So humanly, it is impossible to understand.
We can feel it, we can believe it, but we cannot explain it.
Now, if there is explanation by a person who is not a human being, say God.
Yes, we say God.
Then why should you not take it?
Si une définition existe provenant de quelqu'un qui n'est pas sur le domaine humain, disons par exemple Dieu lui-même, pourquoi pas l'accepter?
Nous l'acceptons. Nous l'acceptons et nous essayons de la promouvoir gentiment, tranquillement, de préparer ce renouveau spirituel.
He says if it were presented, he would accept it and try to promote it.
Just find out this verse. Eighth chapter. Parastasmat bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatam. Find out the index.
Yes. Oh, here it is. Parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyakta sanatana. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
I do quite agree, and we do all in our center agree with it.
So first of all, we have to understand what is our constitutional position. We are superior, we living entity. We are superior energy, eternal, and after annihilation of this body, I, the spirit soul, superior energy, I'm not annihilated. So I accept another body, material body. And there are varieties of body, 8,400,000.
Comprenez? Explique que d'abord il faut connaître notre propre position. c'est-à-dire que nous sommes l'âme, énergie spirituelle supérieure au corps matériel, et qu'au moment de la mort de ce corps matériel, nous quittons le corps pour en prendre un autre.
And on this point of view, when some people are going very badly wrong with us, of course, for us it is like air, but we say poor people. What about their karma?
No.
That is how we look at it. Mm. What about their karma? It is a pity for them that they do so wrong, because they'll have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That is all.
That pay for it means he has got this chance of human body. Now he'll have to accept lower grade animal body.
Payer pour ça veut dire qu'au lieu d'avoir un corps humain dans la vie prochaine, il sera obligé d'accepter un corps matériel, animal.
N'importe lequel, selon ce qu'il a fait, oui. Et le payer. Oui. C'est ça. Alors, de ce côté-là, je crois que nous sommes, au point de vue mental, en plein accord avec vous.
He says that, at least on these points, we are in agreement. Mm-hmm.
That's what the real inconvenience is, that I am eternal. I am now put into such condition that I have to change my body, and there is risk of getting degraded body. Therefore, my problem is that I am put into this condition, repetition of change of body, to get out of it. That is spiritual. And transform myself there, parastasmat bhav anna. Just like we are in this material nature, if we transfer to that spiritual nature, then there is no more this problem. Getting this body, again annihilate, again get another body, again annihilate, this problem is solved. And that is spiritual.
Il explique que la vraie inconvénience, c'est d'avoir à quitter ce corps pour en prendre un autre, pour souffrir encore, pour reprendre naissance encore, pour souffrir encore. Et donc, le vrai but de la vie humaine, c'est simplement de rechercher cet abode suprême. Donc, nous avons lu le verset dans la Bhagavad Gita.
Demain, il ne verra pas avoir trop à payer dans les cours suivants.
Oui, mais toi, de quelle position, il n'y aura plus à revenir.
Il n'y aura plus à revenir, nous sommes bien d'accord.
Alors, vous acceptez ce point?
Nous l'acceptons totalement.
So he said they completely accept that there is a superior energy which can be attained.
So therefore human activities should be adopted for going back to home, back to God. That is spiritual movement.
Donc le vrai sens de mouvement spirituel, c'est un processus qui permet aux adhérents de dédier leur vie, leurs activités à la recherche de cette vérité.
C'est ce que nous essayons de faire dans notre
programme. See, this is also their idea. This is their hope.
But our, in our
we are giving this idea in practical form. Why not cooperate with?
Et donc, voici, nous voyons la mise en pratique très très efficace. Pourquoi pas coopérer ensemble?
Là, il y a une question pour nous qui fait que il y a des travaux considérables qui sont en cours. Je ne suis que le président de l'association. Je communiquerai à mes membres éclairés, attention, cette idée. Je crois qu'ils connaissent d'ailleurs très bien votre mouvement. Avec Krishna, ils le connaissent certainement très bien. Je n'ai pas à en décider, moi. La seule question, le seul fait que je peux constater de cette conversation, c'est que nos buts se rejoignent parfaitement. Oui. Notre idéal se rejoint parfaitement. Oui. Mais voyez-vous, c'est là, par exemple, si je me prends moi, modestement, puisqu'encore une fois, je ne prétends pas être dans les hautes sphères spirituelles, mais j'essaye de faire de mon mieux. Eh bien, quand j'ai eu dans mon existence de grands chagrins, de grandes difficultés, peu à peu, il faut arriver à les voir, ben mon Dieu, qu'est-ce que tu as fait dans les mois précédents? sois content, tu les payes.
And so he says, first of all, that so far as cooperation is concerned, he's just one man. Well, he's the president. Although he's the president, he's only one man. And he can only speak in terms of cooperating with the spiritual movement among the more enlightened members of his group.
Yes, that is required. Because if the enlightened man of the society does something, others will follow. It is not that the general mass of people has to be educated. They will be automatically educated, they follow. If the enlightened man is living in such a way that he is going to be transferred to the spiritual world, then others will follow. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jad-jad acharati sreshtha. At least there must be a class of men, ideal men, that they are preparing themselves for transferring to the spiritual world. Then people will see that here is the ideal man, and they will try to follow.
La chose c'est que c'est entendu qu'il y aura bien sûr peu de gens, même dans votre cercle, qui vont s'intéresser à une telle vérité spirituelle. Mais c'est à ce genre-là qu'il faut présenter la vérité. Parce que s'il existe une classe, s'il y a une classe d'hommes élevés, éclaircis spirituellement, la masse des gens vont suivre.
Exactement, je suis d'accord avec vous.
But if people see that he is also like us, he is also drinking, he is also eating meat, and he is also having illicit sex, then what is the ideal man? Everyone is implicated with these things, sinful life.
Oui. Mais si les gens voient quelqu'un qui se présente comme homme idéal ou spirituel, qui fume, qui s'intoxique, qui mange la viande, etc., ils vont penser, ben, qu'est-ce que cette vérité spirituelle? C'est la même chose que je fais actuellement.
Alors, vous pouvez voir d'ailleurs un bel exemple en ce moment, avec les foules qui suivent, comment ça s'appelle, Mariji. Alors, qu'est-ce que vous voulez? Seulement, ceci est un exemple. Le succès, la fortune que rencontre ce jeune homme qui vient de se marier, ce jeune homme montre la soif de l'humanité.
He says, if we look at, he said he knows about Guru Maharajji, and he says he has so many people following him. The only conclusion that we can have is that there are many, many people who are looking for spiritual life.
Yes.
And they took everything they can find.
That is a fact. People, especially in the Western world, they are actually looking after some spiritual emancipation. But they think that from India, actually that is a fact, that when any rascal come, they go around him. But why the Western people, those who are on the top of educational and social position, they try to understand what is spirit life and follow them and place an ideal life so that others may follow.
Et ça, c'est la chose. Que parce qu'il y a beaucoup de gens en Occident qui cherchent la vérité, bien sûr, ils vont se rendre autour de n'importe quel yogi ou swami qui vient de l'Inde. Mais la chose plus importante, c'est que les gens qui se trouvent à la tête de l'éducation, de la culture, etc., dans la société occidentale, eux ont le devoir de devenir eux-mêmes illuminés spirituellement pour que les gens puissent avoir une véritable leader à suivre.
Vous comprenez,
c'est ça le but de notre mouvement.
Nous avons eu certains de nos membres. J'ai eu par exemple un grand ami, mon Dieu, qui était au temple d'or de Benares. Ça vous dit peut-être quelque chose.
Voilà. C'est some of his members. Some of his members were even
friends.
Some friends were even visitors of the temples at Benares.
The gold temple of Benares. Just free entry.
That is as a tourist.
Yeah.
But that is not understanding of spiritual life.
Le maître spirituel explique qu'il faut faire la distinction entre le tourisme.
Oh, I don't speak of tourism. I speak of a holy man. Be careful, not a tourist, not as a tourist, as a man having attained very high in truth, and for this reason, not as a tourist.
Holy, holy.
He was at the time clothed like you.
Holy man means.
Il était un moi.
The real purpose of going to holy places is to find out there the holy man and take knowledge from him. That is real going to the holy places of pilgrimage.
Le vrai sens de visiter les temples, les endroits sacrés, c'est de chercher l'homme saint, le sage qui y habite.
Mais
pour demander
lui était un homme saint considéré comme tel et apportant la bonne parole. C'est pas la différence.
He says that his members who have gone to India, they themselves are considered to be holy men.
And he went not there as tourist or to inquire. He went to speak, to try to speak about the truth.
That is
not about other questions.
So, some of you have gone. So, what truth he have seen? That is, what is the truth? What you have learned about the truth?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez appris au sujet de la vérité?
Qu'il faut continuer à la chercher sans arrêt avec notre humble personne.
That we must continue to look for it.
But they have not looked. Or they have not
to try to reach it.
They try. But they have not reached.
Mais l'indication c'est qu'on n'avait pas encore trouvé.
Eh bien évidemment, je ne prétends pas avoir trouvé la
vérité. He says he doesn't pretend to have found it.
That's it. But then the next step is just to now find it. Here is the truth. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna. So why don't you accept this truth? If you are actually trying to find out the truth, here is the truth. It is accepted by all learned scholars and acharyas of India. The supreme absolute truth is Krishna. So why don't you study Krishna?
Donc voilà la chose. Tous les grands saints, tous les grands sages de l'Inde ont accepté Krishna comme la vérité absolue. Alors pourquoi pas rechercher Krishna?
Ça, c'est la question qui est imposée à mes membres, qui sont plus ou moins illuminés.
He says that's the kind of question that you would have to ask his members.
I can ask members. The members. I can talk with the members. If they're actually trying to find out the truth, then I can present them the truth.
Oui. Il dit qu'on peut faire un tel rendez-vous s'il cherche sincèrement la vérité.
Alors ça, comme je vous dis, je ne peux pas, vous savez, dans ces domaines, le secret doit être tenu jusqu'au moment où il peut être dévoilé. Je suis tenu...
Oui, on n'a pas rapport avec ces...
Ah pardon, si, parce que dans cette question de la recherche, oui. Il y a des choses considérables qui sont en route. Je ne suis pas à même, moi. Oui.
Mais pourquoi pas amener les gens qui sont
eux-mêmes? Ceux qui n'en ont peut-être pas besoin. Voilà, c'est ça. Bon, non, je n'en sais rien.
He says that perhaps his members won't think that they need this kind of truth.
Then what is this searching after truth?
Alors s'ils vont penser que peut-être ils n'ont pas besoin, alors où s'agit-il d'une question de rechercher la vérité?
Non, et ils la connaissent peut-être déjà complètement. C'est ça qu'il faut pas oublier. Il est certain que
maybe they already know. Maybe they already know the truth.
They know. But then,
what is the truth? Let us
know. I'm sure that some of them knows perfectly well all the Bhagavad Gita.
Mais où est la preuve?
Pardon?
Le maître demande, mais où est la preuve?
Quelle preuve?
Qu'ils connaissent cette vérité.
Ah ben ça. On ne donne pas de preuve pour la vérité si ce n'est pour le monde extérieur. Voyons.
What is that?
He says that you don't really need proof to convince anyone. Why should he have to show proof that you know the answer?
If you are searching after truth, suppose if you are searching after gold, and if I give you gold, why don't you accept it?
Si on recherche l'or, par exemple, et si on vous présente l'or, pourquoi pas l'accepter?
Mais si on l'a déjà.
He says, là, if someone has it already,
hein?
He says they would not accept. Oui, mais là, là, alors pourquoi on le recherche si on l'a?
Mais qui vous dit qu'il le recherche encore? Faites attention. Je vous dis, moi je suis, si vous voulez, tout à fait simple dans ce domaine. Mais qui vous dit qu'il le cherche encore? Et qui vous dit qu'un jour, si certains de nos membres se rencontrent avec sa sainteté, ce sera non pas une conversation processionnelle, mais c'est une conversation qui sera extrêmement élevée dans un tout autre sens, mais pas pour chercher la vérité de Krishna.
Apparently, his position is that by their research, they have discovered the truth.
What is the truth?
Mais qu'est-ce que la vérité que vous avez trouvée?
Ben, c'est celle que vous poursuivez.
He says it's the same truth that we are following.
And the same truth, this is vague. Or what is the...
tangible
presentation of the truth.
Moi, je ne peux pas le lui expliquer.
He says he cannot explain it.
Now we can explain. Why does it attack from us? We can explain.
Le maître explique, mais nous pouvons l'expliquer. Alors pourquoi pas le prendre?
Ben, s'ils ont déjà l'explication, eux, ce n'est pas pour moi l'explication. Humble, matériel. Ce n'est pas pour moi l'explication. C'est dans le sens général que nous pensons.
If he knows truth, let him explain. If he does not know, take the powers.
Si on connaît la vérité, si vous connaissez la vérité...
Je ne la connais pas. I do not. Be careful. I'm trying to understand. I do not. I don't say to you, I know the truth, not at all. I hope to know...
Then why don't you take truth from us?
Hein?
Pourquoi pas prendre la vérité de nous?
Mais parce que j'ai déjà Guru et tout ce que vous voudrez. Et que je ne vois pas pourquoi je changerais. Vous savez que c'est sacré. Ah. Et on ne change pas.
He says, because he already has a Guru, and he already has everything he needs.
But your Guru has not given him the truth, you do not know.
Mais si vous ne connaissez pas la vérité, ça...
Vous avez déjà vu un Guru sérieux qui vous donne la vérité comme ça sur un plateau. Il faut la gagner peu à peu. Il faut mûrir pour avoir la vérité.
He says that the guru doesn't give the truth just like that. He says it's something that you have to work for little by little.
Then he does not know what is truth.
Donc,
we can give truth just like I give you some money. Yes, take this $100. We can give the truth in that way.
Il nous explique que nous pouvons donner la vérité. Juste comme on peut donner un billet de 100 francs, on peut donner aussi la vérité. Mais il faut le prendre.
Il faut le prendre. Mais pourquoi le prendrais-je quand... On est en train de me la préparer, de me la faire digérer petit à petit, de me la faire vivre, de me corriger de mon ego, de me corriger de toutes mes tendances qui sont dans le premier chapitre qu'on m'avait lu. Alors,
why should he take it just like that when he can go on as he is going, preparing himself little bit by little bit?
Why little bit? If he gets the thing immediately, why should you go little by little?
Pourquoi progresser petit à petit quand on peut arriver au but tout de suite?
Parce que ça me paraît préférable en l'occurrence. J'ai reçu un nom qui est Ratnananda. Je suis exactement tout ce que comporte en somme ce qu'on m'enseigne peu à peu. Je n'ai pas changé de cours.
He says because he finds it more pleading. His spiritual master has given him a name, Ratnananda. And he says that that name means one who prepares himself little by little for the truth.
But is that very good intelligence? Suppose you are searching after $1,000,000, you are working little by little, and if somebody says, here is $1,000,000, you take it. Why don't you take it?
Si par exemple quelqu'un travaille pour accumuler $1,000,000, petit à petit, il se prépare, il travaille. Mais si quelqu'un vient le présenter $1,000,000, tout un coup comme ça, Pourquoi devrait-il continuer à travailler?
Parce qu'il y a une question morale. Vous savez ce que c'est qu'un gourou? Le mien est mort. Il est de l'autre côté. Mais vous savez, un gourou vous reste. Et on ne doit pas, quand un gourou vous a choisi, et un véritable gourou, c'est sacré. Je n'ai pas changé.
See, he says it's a moral question. He already has his guru, and his guru has died. He's gone over to the other side, and he can't change gurus.
But really, there is no question of changing guru. If he is actually searching up the truth, then why he is denying the truth when it is delivered?
Il ne s'agit pas d'un changement de guru, mais plutôt la question que si on cherche la vérité, pourquoi le rejeter, le dénier?
Je ne rejette rien. Je ne rejette rien. Pas du tout. Mais je constate que mon gourou continue à travailler, à m'enseigner, à me protéger. Pour moi, qu'il soit mort depuis que ça n'est, ça n'a aucune importance.
C'est pas la question. La question, n'est pas le gourou, mais ce que le gourou donne, c'est-à-dire la vérité. Si la vérité se présente, pourquoi pas l'accepter? Ce n'est pas contre le désir du gourou.
Il faut que je sache que c'est la seule vérité, elle est totale. Vous comprenez?
He would have to be sure that it was the actual highest truth.
The whole truth.
Yes.
Eternal truth, because that, you see.
And that is that
we are. Nous avons trouvé des vérités en Dieu dans l'ancienne Chine. Nous avons trouvé bien ailleurs. Ce n'est pas. Alors, nous le voulons.
This is what the conclusion we came to yesterday with our other guests. Mm. That he says that they have also found truths in China. They have also found truths in other scriptures.
Mm. What is that truth?
Mais qu'est-ce que cette vérité qu'on avait trouvée en Chine?
Elle concorde avec celle que vous avez.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Mais qu'est-ce
elle
que
concorde. C'est une vérité de la puissance, de la seule réalité.
Mais qu'est-ce que cette réalité?
Discuter avec certains de mes membres qui ont un vocabulaire extraordinaire là-dessus, moi j'y tiens pas. Pour moi, je sens.
Oui.
Pour moi, je marche sur.
Reality,
he says he himself, he doesn't have the words to describe it.
Ça ne se décrit pas.
If you cannot describe the reality, then you have not received the reality.
Il dit que si on peut pas décrire la réalité, c'est une indication.
That means, as soon as you say you cannot describe, then you have no idea what is the reality.
Yeah, he's willing to admit that.
So if you are actually searching after reality, why not, if reality is available from other source, why don't you take it?
Si on cherche vraiment la réalité. Because certainly his members would have some questions they would want to ask you, and perhaps even you might have some questions that you would want to ask from his members.
Very good.
Oui,
okay. Attention, sur, non pas sur les questions quelconques, mais je parle dans les très hautes sphères.
Oui, d'accord.
Dans les très hautes sphères du spirituel.
Mais ce qu'il faut, c'est d'arranger pour un tel rendez-vous. I think the thing is to make arrangement for such a meeting, otherwise.
You can make arrangement, but our